It is time now for Thriving in Orange, an exclusive feature made possible by Orange County Economic Development Small Business Grant Program, a monthly conversation showcasing some of the great small businesses in our community who have all gotten grants from the county to help continue to grow and thrive. The Small Business Investment Grant Program was launched by the county back in 2015. It's a financial assistance resource that gets $150,000 each year from Article 46 to support the growth and retention of Orange County's many small businesses, including Dojo Fresh. We've got the owner of Dojo Fresh, Oliver Power, here in the studio to talk about the business and the grant and being a business owner in our community. Oliver, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me. Always happy to be here in Chapel Hill and spread the good word about all the good entrepreneurial opportunities here.
Well, let's talk about Dojo Fresh. Who are you and what do you do?
Right. So we are a packaged food business. What we produce is a plant protein mix that allows people to make their own meatless products at home. Starts off as a shelf-stable mix. Simply add water, your favorite seasonings or sauces, and you can make your own meatless crumbles, nuggets, patties, whatever you like.
Awesome. And you're out of the Piedmont Food Processing Center,
correct,
right? Hillsboro?
Yeah.
What is that like to be out there?
It is the best if you are coming in fresh from kind of a different background. My background is actually environmental and business, and I actually had no food background. And I was just really fortunate to find the Piedmont Food Processing Center because they're really there to be an incubator for small businesses. What they will help you do is work through your product development. They'll help you with regulatory issues. All the things you don't think about when you start a business, they're there to help you. And that's been such a valuable resource.
And you also went through the launch program too, right? Which kind of does a lot of the same things, right?
Yeah, the launch program is really more just building your business the right way. So the Piedmont Food Processing Center was really there to help us build our product, build our processes, and then launch Chapel Hill was really there to help us build our business.
So if you don't have a food background, what's the story behind the creation of Dojo Fresh? What inspired you?
Right. Like I said, my background is environmental and business. Had a very happy career for over 25 years, and I've always had this itch to own my own business. So it was really a process of trying to figure out what business that was going to be. And I just started thinking about what I really enjoy. You know, food is something that I've always enjoyed, understanding food, where it comes from, love the creativity that comes with cooking. And at that time, I had actually started transitioning to being more plant-based, you know, just to try to improve my health. And I've been learning so much about, you know, that diet. And what I thought was, you know, I've spent all this time learning about this. Let me see if I could share some of it and see if people would enjoy it.
Nice. How long ago was that?
Right. So our first day at the Eno River Farmers Market was in May of 2021. So we're hitting on 3 years now.
What was that like? Because May of 2021 is still a rough time to start
a
business. You're coming out of the pandemic. What was it like being at the farmers market that first day?
So the first day, because we were in the pandemic, you weren't allowed to sample.
Right.
You know, people were spread out really far. But the one thing that was really nice was the farmer's market was like one of the few opportunities that people were actually able to get out.
Fair. Yeah.
And that was just such a great community building opportunity there, you know, because everyone was stuck at home. But on Saturday mornings, you can get outside and start seeing people.
Of all of the recipes that you've tried with your product, like what are some of your favorites? What do you like to make?
So, you know, the great thing about our product is because it's so versatile. Mm-hmm. You can keep it real simple. You can just make simple teriyaki crumbles. You can make taco, but you can also be really creative. And one of the things that I was really proud of is we found this spice company based out in Asheville, and they create these amazing spice blends. And we bought a spice called berbere,
okay,
which is used a lot in Ethiopian cooking. And we were trying to figure out how do we incorporate this spice into our product. And we ended up making this berbere sausage, which I'm sure someone's done it before, but I had never seen it.
Right.
And it was amazing. And we started sampling at the markets just to see what people would like, you know, see if people would like it. And turned out people really enjoyed that as well. So that is one of the things I'm really proud of, is just because you can be real creative and you can really adapt our product to so many different tastes.
Speaking with Oliver Powergan, owner of Dojo Fresh, this is the Thriving in Orange segment presented by Orange County Economic Development. We're talking about Dojo Fresh because it's one of many local small businesses that's benefited from the Small Business Investment Grant Program, which comes out of Orange County. How has that helped you?
The Orange County Investment Grant has really been the spark for our business. You know, aside from the money, and the money was great to help us with improving our packaging. We were able to get a non-GMO verification for our product. It helped us with getting retail ready so that we could get our products from the farmers market into stores and also building our online presence. But in addition to sort of the financial help, it really gave us some credibility within the entrepreneurial community because it was because we got that grant that it made sense for us to go to Launch Chapel Hill.
Right.
And then from Launch Chapel Hill, we were able to go through a grant and accelerate program through NC IDEA. And then after that, a group of students from UNC Chapel Hill reached out to us and said, we'd love to study your company and help you build your business. So really that investment grant was the spark that kind of led to all of these great opportunities for us.
And beyond that, we were talking before we started about just the ecosystem of Chapel Hill and Orange County just in general for entrepreneurs starting out.
Yeah, without the Piedmont Food Processing Center, without the grant, without Launch Chapel Hill, and you know, so many resources here. We've talked to folks at the SPTDC here, and it's all right here in Chapel Hill in Orange County. So it's amazing the resources that we have here.
Speaking again with Oliver Powell, Dojo Fresh is the business. We got to wrap up, but as we do, the most important question of all, how and where can people find you?
Right. So we are at farmers markets on weekends. You know, we are at the Chapel Hill Farmers Market once a month, and we rotate around Cary and South Durham, Hillsboro, and Holly Springs. We're also available in your local independent co-ops like Weaver Street right here in Orange County. And then we're also online. So find us on dojofresh.com.
Awesome.
Love to see you.
Dojofresh.com is the website. Again, find them at Weaver Street Market, farmers markets all over the area. Great product, and it's all right here in Orange County, thanks to the Small Business Investment Grant Program from Orange County Economic Development. Oliver Power, Dojo Fresh, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me. This has been great.